This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A former Clear Creek County Sheriff Sergeant is asking a judge to dismiss the criminal case against him in the death of Christian Glass. Kyle Gould says he was not at the scene the night Glass was killed. He was supervising the incident remotely. Simon Glass is Christian's father.
We saw today that trying to duck responsibility for it and say, no, it wasn't me, I wasn't involved, which is hard for us to take because that's what we've seen the whole time.
Lawyers for the sheriff's deputy who killed Christian Glass say they, too, will ask for charges to be dismissed. Older Coloradans could benefit from a price cap on insulin. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on the latest numbers from the Department of Health and Human Services.
The $35 price cap on a monthly supply of insulin for seniors enrolled in Medicare goes into effect this year through the Inflation Reduction Act. More than 16,000 Medicare recipients in Colorado could have saved more than $500 a month if the program was in effect in 2020, that according to HHS. While the last Congress was able to agree on an insulin cap for seniors, Senate Democrats weren't able to get the cap to apply to most Americans after Republicans challenged its inclusion. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It has been a bad winter for frostbite in Colorado. CPR's John Daly explains that was even before these past few days of extreme cold.
UC Health has a burn and frostbite center, which takes patients from around the Rocky Mountain region. It reports it's already had 34 hospital admissions so far this year, more than all of last winter. Frostbite can happen fast, in only 30 minutes when it's cold or windy enough. Experts urge avoiding walking on frostbitten feet. If the skin appears blue or blisters form when the skin warms, best advice is to seek medical attention as soon as possible to limit tissue damage. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It looks like this latest cold snap is ending. Temperatures around Denver are close to zero again this morning, but daytime highs will warm up into the 20s, and it will be close to 40 tomorrow. This is CPR News.